from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dave is in Comac. What's up, Dave? You're on the Fan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Have they gotten rid of Daniel Jones yet?
No, they're not going to get rid of Daniel Jones. I mean,
they should.
Him.
They need to get rid of him and take up the insurance policy. And the guy is just not Super Bowl material.
Super Bowl?
Eli Manning had a better pass game than this guy.
They didn't know Eli Manning was Super Bowl material.
Yeah, but what's his name? Cutlet. But, you might as well have Danny DeVito as your second quarterback.
Maybe Danny DeVito, Dave! Gotta let you go, Dave. Glad you didn't call to talk about the Isles or the Rangers. Or the Devils. Tommy DeVito. Danny DeVito's in the Jersey Mike's commercials and It's Always Sunny. Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin. Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets, TD, the Garden State's very own. He's a good story. I think he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I think he belongs. But if we're talking about Daniel Jones, who was drafted 6th overall, we're talking about Daniel Jones, who has won a playoff game for you. Like, do I think Daniel Jones is Super Bowl caliber? No, I don't think many are. The reigning MVP isn't Super Bowl caliber. Hasn't been able to get there. Hasn't been able to figure it out. But just like, I look at Daniel Jones, like this guy has taken on so many challenges. Here's the next one. You guys, he doesn't get anything for overcoming the ACL injury. In my book, he does. I didn't think he'd be cleared. I didn't think he'd be ready. You know how grueling that recovery is? You know how much it takes in the offseason to get up every day and go through that rehab on top of lifting weights, on top of hearing everybody talk about they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy? I don't know. I got a ton of respect for Daniel Jones. I wouldn't mind seeing him go out there this year having a 2025 touchdown passing season, staying healthy, protecting himself, making the reads, not looking to run, getting rid of the football, third year in Daboll's offense with some weapons now. Malik Nabers, Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, Jalin Hyatt, Isaiah McKenzie, Devin Singletary, I don't know who is going to be, Turbo or Gray or whatever. An offensive line that could stand to be the best offensive line he's played behind. 888-808-1019. This is your guy. This is the guy you drafted and you paid. In the NFL, you draft a guy, pay a guy, you got to ride with him. And I know there's obviously down the road the clause in the contract with injury and being able to get out of that, but you don't necessarily want to do that. You want Daniel Jones to succeed because you know what you want? You want to win. They need to win games. Tommy DeVito, he was able to beat the miserable Patriots and Commanders last year, and look what that cost you. Arguably, it cost you Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And I don't care also what people are saying about Drake May and Jaden Daniels. It's these guys are, they're 23 years old. They're in their first NFL training camp. Nobody knows what they're going to be. I hate what the internet has done to human beings' brains and assessments and reactions to everything. It's an overreaction culture in every single thing. And it only exists there. People do not live their lives like this. It only exists on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, where anonymous people can write ridiculous things and other people can read this stuff, take it in, and have it in their brains. It's not reality. It's not real. Daniel Jones is the quarterback of that team. So much so he's getting into fights, pushing guys off of his offensive linemen. As a quarterback, you're not supposed to mix it up with the big fellas like that. You're not supposed to do that. He doesn't care. He's showing them, hey, this is my squad. I'm the $40 million man. I want us a playoff game. And I'm back to prove that I deserve to be here. And Tommy DeVito, I'm sure he roots for Tommy. I'm sure he helps Tommy. They sit in the same quarterback room, but they know who the alpha is in that room. Even Drew Locke knows this guy's better than me. This guy's better than me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.